Mr. President, members of council. The first grant is Delaware Community Foundation is requesting $2,000 for Delaware Children in Nature Coalition's second annual BBQ by the Sea. The sponsorship will further the initiative outdoor education with grades K through 12. Last grant received was $2,000, and this qualifies for a countywide youth grant.
Pleasure, council. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. To grant $2,000 to the Delaware Community Foundation for the Delaware Children in Nature Coalition event, funded out of the Councilmatic grants for youth.
Does that come out of George Cole's grant?
Yes, yeah. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I'm going to vote yes, but I did have a question. Okay. Just clarification. My vote is yes. But because I know that event is actually held by the Delaware State Parks, the BBQ, correct?
BBQ the event they had before the BBQ, it's called Sussex Outdoors until now, is held by.
And this is bringing the children.
Yes.
Okay, that's this specific
it's
question.
It's about the youth outdoors. Okay. Mr. Wilson, your vote, sir.
Now this is for the family friendly, right?
It's family friendly.
Is George paying for this out of his?
No, it's out of the county youth grant.
Are we going to pay for out of county youth grant?
County youth grant. Because it's for youth.
For the next ones coming up?
If they're youth,
Think about our parade.
Our what?
Return day parade.
Well, that's not just for youth.
Won't that be for family coming?
That's a different category. What's your vote on this category right here?
Unless we don't vote for that, I'm not going to vote for that.
Okay, is your vote no?
It'll have to be.
Okay. Mr. Wilson votes no. I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Pardon what you're trying to pass here. It says family friendly.
That's correct.
And it says an event.
Yeah.
Hosted by the Delaware State Parks.
Yeah.
And it sounds like we're going out of county.
Well, is that in our inlet?
Here we are in Georgetown. This is Georgetown County right here. Why are we not doing picking out this fund? Our county fund. I'm talking about the ones coming up.
Oh.
Well, let's deal with one at a time. We can't deal with one on the agenda after a while.
Okay.
We're dealing right now. This event is held at Indian River Inlet State Park.
I still stick around.
That's fine. Your vote's no. We're good with that. The motion passed 4-1.
I'm going to go over there by boat.
Next, ma'am.
Okay, the next one is Cape and Lopin High School's requesting $1,000 for their Advanced Via Individual Determination, or otherwise known AVID program. AVID's mission is to close the achievement gap by preparing all students for college readiness and success in a global society. Last grant received was $500 from Ms. Deaver.
I would like to repeat that, and I would ask maybe Mr. Cole might want to.
We'll do $250 each.
Yes, there you go.
Motion,
thank
Mr.
You.
Deaver.
Thank
second,
you.
Mr. Cole, to
yes.
grant $500 to the Cape and Open High School for advancement via individual determination system
yes.
for trip expenses,
thank
being
you.
$250 Mrs. Deaver's account and $250 Mr. Cole's account.
Yes.
Questions on a motion?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Mr. Arlett.
I'm reading the application here, and this is funding for a trip for a college tour. Is that what this is? So some kids from Cape and Lopin High School can go have a college tour. Is that what
no,
I'm reading?
It's more than that. I believe if you look at the application.
I'm reading it right now.
That's the upshot. I believe it. That's what at the end, but there's far more to it. Evidently did not. We didn't get a whole lot of that in writing, I guess.
I think he's asked a good question.
No, these students are, it says, socially economic challenged, disadvantaged, and underrepresented in higher education.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I think I've been challenged pretty much myself. Maybe I can give me a couple $100.
I mean, in the end, I mean, I guess I'm just trying to understand that there's some children that want to go take some tours of some colleges.
No, that's not it. I questioned it, too, but I did get enough information at the time that it seemed like a good idea.
Would you read the application to us again one more time, Jim?
It's on your iPad, that application there, what she's got. The ones we have in front of us, the same thing that Gina's got.
Mine's not on here.
Really? Okay.
I've still got the old copy hung up.
I mean, at the bottom, the program scope says, furthermore, students will visit the historical, cultural, and educational attractions of the area.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Right there, sir.
Vote yes or no?
Well, right now, there's not even up for motion, so.
We have a motion, yeah. We have a motion second.
Oh.
Now, we had questions. Your question was
I would like to consider this, but I think I might want to investigate this further and then ask for if we could defer this for a week. Is that okay?
That's up to the most people who made the motion.
Okay, is there a deadline on this thing when they need to? Is there time of the essence or what does it say?
There's no deadline
okay,
on that.
Okay,
that'd be fine.
Give
okay.
some time.
Okay.
And then
defer.
Okay, we'll just defer. What is defer? Mm-hmm. Motion, Mr. Cole,
yes.
to defer it. Second, Mrs. Deaver to defer
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take the vote to defer. Mrs. Deaver.
Right.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion carried.
We'll
defer
yeah.
it to next agenda, please.
Good idea.
Okay, the next one is Milton Police Department is requesting $14,000 to purchase a fully equipped vehicle from another agency, which will help them better serve Milton's community and law enforcement counterparts. There have been no past council grants for the Milton Police Department. They do receive the $25,000 local law enforcement grant that we give them.
Have they received the $25,000
yes,
already?
They've already used that.
And they indicate that prior to this, that they had gotten $25,000 as if it were a similar kind of a
they
grant.
They get it every year.
But it's not. I mean, this is over and above that.
Correct.
This is part of the $25,000 bill.
We have any information?
They're asking for more.
Indeed.
Other council person.
Just what they're saying.
It's just what they're saying, that they have this opportunity to buy a used vehicle
yeah.
from another agency.
And they have a lot more traffic coming through the town, you know, coming to the beach. And then, it's been a problem for them. So,
Well, how much would you like to give them after all that?
Well, I've really given an awful lot to affordable housing, and I'm not that flush at this time. And I also would like to hear more about this before taking this up, since we already give them $25,000.
Nobody's made a motion. We will not make a motion.
Let's do that. Let's not make a motion. Then.
Okay. We have no motion. Next.
Okay, the next one is Pinetown Civic Association is requesting $2,000 for the community center repairs. Pinetown Civic Association's mission is to work together to realize a vision for a better tomorrow in a community that is self-sustaining, free of drugs, and where everyone feels safe. Last grant received was $500 from Ms. Deaver.
Yes, I would repeat that. It does need a lot of repairs, and I hope once repaired, they'll keep it in repair. But there are a tremendous number of jobs on that need to be done.
So motion, Mrs. D.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Second, I'll second.
Mr.
That.
Cole to grant the Pinetown Civic Association for Community Center repairs. The amount was $500.
Yes.
For Mrs. Deaver's account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Starlet.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is the First State Community Action Agency is requesting $500 for the Long Neck Community Outreach Program. The event is aimed to providing resources to the elderly and low-income Long Neck residents. There have been no past grants for this event.
I'd like to do that for Long Neck, $500.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Yes,
second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $500 to the First State Community Action Agency for a Long Neck Community Day event from Mr. Cole's Council Bank account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
IBS motion carried.
Okay. And the last one is the Town of Georgetown is requesting $2,000 for their 2016 Return Day Mayor's Reception. Last grant received was $2,000, which was $400 from each council member.
That's for overall. Or you say Mayor's Reception?
It's a Mayor's Reception.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Wilson, do you have a...
Is it for his reception and his guests, or is it just for him?
Just Sam and the mayor.
Is it just the mayor? Is that what it is?
I think it's Sam and the mayor having dinner probably or something.
If I believe right, you happen to come to this event.
Mr. Wilson, I assume you put this on the agenda.
I assumed I got it.
Am I assuming right?
I assume mail.
Okay. Do you have a motion for this event?
I make a motion we give the same we gave last time.
What was that? $289?
$400 a piece.
Oh, wait a minute now. But you didn't want to fund the children down at the inlet.
Well, that's why I'm saying, why are we doing that? I mean, this is a family event. This is a family affair. How come we want to cut them off on this deal? It's a historical deal.
Nobody said we're going to cut them off. You made that decision earlier on.
It sounds like me. That's what you're coming
well,
for.
No, I mean, we have seen.
And how much would you like to give out of your funding source? How much would you like to give?
I'd make it even $400 a piece. I'm going to make it $500 for me. $500 for each one of you.
$500. So now you can go down from $2,000 to $2,500.
Celebration.
We have a motion, Mr. Wilson, to grant.
Well, they put on a big program here.
That's fine.
But to collect, Mr. President.
We have a motion, Mr. Wilson, to grant $2,500, being $500 each council bank account. for the town of Georgetown Mayor's Return Day Celebration. Do I have a second for that motion? You have any other motion you want to make?
It looks
Mr. President, I believe it dies to lack of a second.
It does. It died to lack of a second. Any other motion you want to make?
Maybe go down to 450 a piece then.
Pam, this is not an auction.
Do you have another motion, Mr. Wilson, or not? We're going to move on the agenda.
Mr. President, how much does the county already give to Returns Day?
I make a motion to go back what we paid to start with.
Mrs. Jennings, can you answer that question?
We give $12,000 for the Return Day event. This is the mayor's event at the fireball.
It's the mayor's event. We've already given to the Return Day event.
Did we not give them $400 a piece the last time?
2 years
ago,
yeah.
The county gives free.
That's what I'm doing, recommending what we gave last time. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
We heard that recommendation, but I didn't think it got a second.
So your motion would be to grant $2,000, being $400 from each council MAC account to the Georgetown Mayor's Return Day celebration.
I'm going to talk to
him. Correct?
What does he do different that the rest of the... Is there something going on at a separate location?
Do we have a second for that motion? Motion dies for lack of a second. We're going to move on to the agenda.
Well, I'm going to be able to tell Mayor that I can't even get a second.
Proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several. The first one is in Mr. Arlette's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district and a B1 neighborhood business district for a craft distillery to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.22 acres, more or less.
I shall introduce.
Mr. Arlette introduces it.
And the next one is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, 3 units, to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.15 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Next one's in Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial landscaping material sales and storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.65 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Ms. Deaver introduces it.
And the next one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 1.005 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
That's in Dagsboro, huh?
Yeah.
How's yours?
Council member comments. I have a couple things that I'll... first on my list here, I would like to give congratulations, but at least recognize Councilman Arlette for becoming involved with the Roxana Fire Company and in her school district to get a program in the, I guess, middle school where it starts. To help get younger people aware of what the volunteer fire service does and how to become involved in it and how important it is to your community. And hopefully that program will maybe, it's a pilot program, that program will hopefully work and can be used by other school districts, which would be a good thing. And using that in conjunction with the Delaware Volunteer Firefighter Association Recruitment Retention Committee for whatever, will be a good thing. I mean, volunteer firefighters is something we certainly need. In this county, which is a volunteer-based system, and I commend you for coming involved in doing that. Second thing, I went to an event last week, I guess, at Sussex Central High School, put on by the Sussex Healthy Coalition and a group called Attack Addiction. 2-hour event was very informative, at least to me. It's amazing, and it kind of coincides with the town hall meeting that they're having this Thursday night at IR School District with the police, the state police. And in fact, they called and said, "Think you want to be on the agenda?" I said, "I don't need to be on the agenda. You need somebody besides." I mean, so we're going to put Bob Stewart's going, which it should be, to talk about addiction and what they see from paramedics. But what struck me in this event was the data that in this state now there are more people that die per year from opiate overdoses than are killed in car accidents.
Is it prescription drugs or
anything to do with opiates on the street, anything. And that what's happening is basically one person every other day. Last year was 187 people. That's a big, to me, it's a big number. It's something very important, I think, to this county and this state. I have no idea what or how this county government can assist or help, but I think it's something we need to pay attention to. And if we can become involved in to assist private entities or whatever, we need to be doing that. This, to me, we just can't accept it. We've got to do something to try to stop this. We're losing people, and it's not just young people. There are people of all ages that this is occurring to, but it's a serious concern in this county, and I think we need to sit down and have conversations with some of these people that put these programs together and do counseling where they do to see if there's some way this government agency can assist them in what they do. So, any other comments from council?
Mr. President.
Mr. Wilson.
Are we not got this program in Seaford? It's known as Teen Challenge. Better than 85% are not even, is not going back into drugs.
Teen Challenge is one of the entities that does counseling. There are many more than Teen Challenge.
In the past, the state was still is doing it. They're only getting about 15% rate.
Well, I think you're talking about people going to prison.
Going back on drugs.
This is the concern here is, and Teen Challenge, in fact, was there that evening.
Yeah.
As were about 20 other agencies that are involved in this statewide and countywide. But Teen Challenge is one of those that is very good at what they do, yes.
I know it's supposed to be good at it.
Yes, they're very good at what they do. Any more comments from council?
I take money, I'm on personal property.
I agree.
That is part of some of these prescriptions that doctors are giving out for pain, and I believe one in particular, Norco. But I'd like to find out more about that because, you know, it's given out pretty freely.
Sure.
If that's heroin, which I've been told,
sure.
Then that's part of it.
I mean, they talk about a number of things. There are a lot of people that on this had a panel of six people,
mm-hmm.
but it is. I mean, you've got people out there that will get prescription drugs,
yep.
and. They either stop using them or don't need them, and they'll sell them to people who have no need for them, but they want to get high on it. So,
mm-hmm.
any comments from council?
I'm very glad you brought it to our attention.
Thank you, sir. Entertaining motion to go into executive session for
yes.
pending litigation, personnel, and land acquisition.
Make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I thought Mr. Arlett gave us to dinner time, 12 o'clock. Yes.
Yes. We're now in the executive session. I assume Mr. Lawson will go downstairs.
Thank you.